This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I think I told you they have like this stupid rule, right? Where you can't do three truths in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're gonna have to do a dare.
Yeah.
And you know me.
You have to do two truths, then you do one. You have to do one dare.
You cannot do three truths in a row. So you can do, if you've done two truths, it's a dare's a coming. And you know me, I'm wild. Like, I'll do fun stuff, funny stuff. You know, I'll ring my neighbor's doorbell and ask to borrow, a handful of toilet paper and say, don't worry, I'll bring it, back. You know?
Yeah.
Just like, what am I handing back to them? Like, what did I use?
You'll only do that.
But that's a funny dare.
It's very funny.
That's a really good dare.
You say you'll do stuff like that, but that is the thing that
But that's the dare I'm willing to do.
Yeah.
And I'm totally willing to do that. I think that's so funny, and we all have a good time, and the neighbor kind of knows it's coming. I've done it a few times now. So I've done a couple truths, and I've bent the truth a bit. And then I'm watching the circle come around, and Gemma Arterton has gone, and Zasha Mamet has gone, and Selena Gomez has gone, and Kat Von D has gone, and it's closing in on me, and there's only four or five girls left to go before it's my turn again, you know? And Haley Steinfeld has gone, you know? And Abigail Breslin has gone, you know, and I'm sort of thinking like, uh-oh, this is going to get to me soon. There's like two or three left, you know, and I'm starting to get, let's face it, pretty nervous about this thing really coming around and getting to me.
It sounds like it's getting pretty close.
Yes, yes. No, it is.
Yeah.
And when it gets to me, Hayes, as I've said, a dare's a coming.
There was, so in the two girls before you, those were both truths.
No, Hayes. The rule is, if we're playing the game,
yes,
I submit to you, truth or dare.
Yeah.
You go, oh, I'll pick truth. I don't want to do a dare. You're a baby.
You had done two truths and then when in the last couple turns.
And you're not allowed to do.
Seems hard to keep track of because there are so many players. So each time
but
you have to be like, what
girls
did we do
are
last time?
Sharks.
Okay.
They know.
Yeah.
They know. And as I'm watching the circle, it's Bonnie Hunt has gone. You know, and it's starting to really get, and I'm getting nervous.
I'm thinking, should I get up and go to
the restroom or something?
Yeah.
And Tim Allen has gone, and I'm going, oh no, you know, like this is really getting close to me. There's only three, four maybe left before it gets to me. And I'm starting to really wonder, like, and Barney Frank is going, and he's, you know, up for anything. And I'm going, I hope it doesn't get to me because I don't want to do this.
You just hope it
dare.
Doesn't, that it just takes so long.
Or I'm trying to time.
Happens.
I keep getting up to go to the bathroom thinking, like, oh, I'll be in the bathroom when it's my turn. And they'll go, oh, you skip me. Well, I'll just let it come. When it comes back around, I'll do two or something.
Yeah.
Because everyone's very drowsy at this point. Like, people are going to start to fall asleep, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just not going down that way, you know. John Calipari is going, and I'm sort of getting like, what's this dare gonna be? Like, what do I do if I don't want to do the dare?
Yeah,
right. You know, and I'm just like very like, you know. And Ariana Huffington's going.
Yeah, and you're scared of what the dare is gonna be.
Oh gosh. I don't want this dare. Because what if it's something so crazy and I just can't do it? And I'm embarrassed in front of some of my friends.
Yeah. And you're worried about
it.
And you are worried about this.
Well, and a lot of my friends are there.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So your feeling is you are nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling very nervous at this point. And Busy Phillips is there. And
she's there, but
she's not playing. Okay. She's just sort of supervising.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to think, I really don't want this dare to get to me.
Yeah, sure.
I hope the person before me does it.
Because what if it's something that you are nervous to do?
Well, and I'm hoping the person before me does a truth that takes so long or something, if they wind up like basically filibustering the sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
Or that they do a dare that gets everyone arrested and we all spend a night in jail, I would prefer.
Yeah, sure. You're just hoping it doesn't get to you.
Some of these dares I've heard. And just to give you an example of one of the dares that someone had to do before me, it was so crazy, I would have been nervous to do it. I wouldn't have wanted to.
That's
the level. So
yeah,
I am, of course, sweating, and I'm looking, and I'm sort of counting, and I'm going like, I think there's only 3 or 4 people left before it's actually down to me going, you know? And Alexis Bledel is there, and she's gonna have to go before me. That's not that many people, you know. And a couple more beside her.
Alexis Bledel is barely any people.
No, it's true. It's true. And she'll be the first to tell you that. That's not
mean. Oh, I know.
That's not mean. Scott Wolfe. Devin Gummersall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brian Krakow.
Are those two different people?
No, he played Brian Krakow on My So-Called Life.
Okay.
And he raped Amy Jo Johnson, the Pink Ranger, on an episode of Felicity.
Oh, wow.
And you had known him as this sort of bookish kind of sweetheart, you know, maybe with a little bit of an edge, but nothing like that.
I imagine he would be receptive to doing a scary dare. Which is making you so nervous because you don't want to do that.
Because then they're upping the antes of the dare.
Yeah.
You know, like they do a crazy dare for him. They get to me. It's guaranteed dare,
mm-hmm.
if you'll recall from the rules.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to do one. And if he's just done one that's really wild, then these people are just have this bloodlust, you know, where they're only going to want to go even bigger.
Right. And so you're nervous.
And
with
a lot of movie sequels. Oh, I am freaking out. I mean, I'm heart beating, you know, breathing. And I genuinely don't remember what happened after that.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. What do we want to talk about today? We have to do the box office review. We have to do what else? Look in the newspaper to see who got the best movie times. Movies got the best times?
I don't think we're going to get to any of that.
Why? We have to.
I know, but
we have to wait. We have to look at the newspaper and see which movies got the best movie time.
And I wish that I could promise you, hey, we're going to see what movies had the best times, movie times, and
like the time that the movie plays in the theater, who got the best time.
But would you agree that that's not something we can do on our own necessarily, and that it takes a whole group of people to help make this show what it is?
Yeah, of course, it has to. Bring me the newspaper and circle the times.
All of these things, all of these elements, they have to circle the times. They have to translate those times because a lot of times it's just in minutes and they have to tell you how many hours that makes.
Right.
So that's not how you think.
The way I was picturing doing it was not with running times. Like what movies got the best time of
that they play?
Playing in the theater.
Well, even then you got to go like, was this on the East Coast?
Yes.
So what time is that for me?
Thank you.
Was this in Budapest?
Yeah.
What time is it for me? So, because a lot of those ones that play in other countries get terrible times for me.
Oh, sure.
The stuff in we freaking across the pond.
And
there.
Some of them begin with 17.
Yeah.
21.
That, yeah, on Fort Bragg or whatever.
Yeah.
So I am, speaking of bragging, I am here to tell you some bad news.
Me? And,
yeah.
Okay.
And I got a feeling
you're looking at your tea.
I know.
Okay.
Now sipping it. Got an ouchy throat. So my little throaty hurts, but I'm pushing forward because it's so important to talk about this. you are probably going to be so upset it's going to take up the whole first segment. We're not even going to have time to do the movie times.
Awful. And we have to do the movie times. This is awful.
My little cousin, as you know.
Yeah.
Is always doing looking at other podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Research. And I don't have time to listen to this stuff myself. I don't have time to see the movies. I don't own a television. Isn't that interesting? I can only really 10 minutes a week with my cousin, and he sort of goes like, here's what's important.
Yeah.
And apparently there's this podcast, and they say something at the end of the show that I think you'll be interesting to hear.
Yeah. So you sent me something. And you said, don't listen to this.
I said, listen to this clip on the air. I want your real reaction because I think you'll be very interesting to hear this.
Okay, let me open this. Oh, email. Okay, this is a link to an E-Bombs World video. I guess you uploaded the audio to E-Bombs World.
I want as many people to see this as possible. I want this out there. I want it exposed. And so, I'm like, well, what has the biggest audience?
Yeah.
Like, what's in your bookmark you go every day?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the E-bomb stuff. What else is on E-bombs? The soundboards?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So this actually is a soundboard, I guess. So I have to click all the sounds in sequence to play the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just click really fast. Then we'll listen to this now? You want me to listen to it right now?
I think you need to hear it, yeah.
Okay.
S-Town is produced by Julie Snyder and me, with all-star editing from Ira Glass, Sarah Koenig, and Neil Drumming.
Good so far.
Wait. We have the best podcast staff in the world. Whitney Dane.
Bang.
Oh, my.
Bang.
God.
You heard the same thing I did, right?
I must not have heard it the right way.
Go ahead.
Again?
Play it again. Because I tried that.
S-Town is produced by Julie Snyder and me, with all-star editing from Ira Glass, Sarah Koenig, and Neil Drumming. We have the best podcast staff in the world.
Bang!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And now you know I haven't slept in 3 or 4 days.
Is the show, like, a serious... What if it's part of the show?
I thought the same thing, and I grilled
my... Did you call them?
I grilled my cousin on this, and I got him to get him on the phone.
Oh, my God.
And on the phone, they said that they're serious show.
What?
And I hung up.
What, right? What do we do now?
Because this is... Anyone,
we can't do the movie. You're right. We can't do the... We can't do who had the best movie times.
We can't do the movie times right now.
We can't do the box office review.
No. We're not going to have time.
No.
And even if we wanted to, do we have any faith that it would work, that it would come out, that people would hear it?
No.
When, as it turns out, the podcast staff we're working with, even though we demanded to have the absolute best.
And they said, and have been told all the way along that we do have the best.
Jeff Ulrich told us. Skankerman told us. Colin told us, Adam Sachs told us very quickly. I mean, everyone was saying this when they came in here.
Yeah.
And so I'm going, huh.
Yeah. I'm here.
Isn't that funny when the names he says of who's doing
different,
the All-Star editing?
Different.
None of them.
Yeah.
None of them is engineer Cody, he didn't say. He didn't say engineer Ryan.
I listened to that too. It is different. People.
When I listened back, I went like, and even here, I went like, was he mentioning maybe... You know, maybe somebody like, even if he just said Randy Sklar.
Even that.
Then I go, all right, well, we're adjacent then to some of the best people in the biz.
He didn't say him.
Believe me. And then I watched at midnight that night to see if they were going to mention either of the Sklars were going to mention that they maybe were doing this podcast, working on it under a different name. And then I go, okay, and that would work.
And did they say that?
No, they were wearing a sweatshirt with a rainbow from a Venice beach shop.
Yeah.
That I guess they got from that shop without paying.
Okay. So they, but no mention of the podcast.
No, no, no. Okay. They, if anything, they mentioned the shirt.
We have to do performance reviews. We have to do this today.
Yeah.
I know we're always supposed to do them every 5 years. We have to.
It's a useful tool to evaluate your employees. And what I'm learning is since this is not the best podcast staff in the world, which is what we thought.
Yeah.
They may be one of the very worst.
That is on the table.
And perhaps they're not a podcast staff at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get to the bottom of that, in my mind.
Yeah, they could be the best something else.
Yeah. Which, have them go do that.
Or they could be the worst something that is not even the podcast staff.
Well, in which case.
That's now out there.
Good, they're not doing that, you know. But should we see what that's like? Because sometimes the worst group of people doing something can be a pretty funny TV show.
Okay. Okay. Who do we start with?
I really want to do those movie times, and I do apologize.
I know, but we can't. You're right.
Yeah.
We can't figure out who had the best movie time.
In the eights. When you get in the eights, you know you're really something.
And because it makes me sad to even talk about
that. Seven is often there. You get that, and then after the seven, you get the nine. But if you've got in between, mm-hmm. that probably means you're running in two theaters.
Yes. Everyone is going to the movie. I would love to talk about this. I agree with you.
I'd like to as well.
That we can't. Cody, yes, I just want you to know, I know you're not listening to this. I want you to pay attention because you are part of this discussion.
I'm implicit.
And looking back, it all makes so much sense.
Because even that thing that he just said was so stupid.
It was so bad and stupid and so wrong that I go like,
how could he possibly?
This guy was part of the best
podcast.
I mean, my bar was pretty low because I was going, there aren't many podcast staffs. There shouldn't be. They shouldn't know how to do it, really. It's so stupid to do it at all. That I was going like, well, nobody's going to be that good at it. But now I'm going like, it seems like this guy, because there was music under his talking.
Yeah.
And that seemed to be allowed, which that's not allowed
somebody,
for us.
Yeah, somebody first of all managed to put that in there in a nice way. It sounded really nice.
And his voice sounded clear.
Yes.
Even with that.
So this is, Cody, you are involved. And you are going to be having a discussion very soon with me and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for that because I know you need a lot of time for some of these things.
Yeah. I know that giving you time to really load up your comments always benefits the show.
You like to front porch it for me? I need the front and the back porch.
And so that's the opposite of what we're saying is like you right now are just getting time and that does not require any talking.
The reason we're having this conversation is so you do not have to talk until later and you can think really hard about the kinds of things that you're going to talk about in your performance.
And we're hoping that what's going to be going through your head is, I'm not going to say this back porch thing.
Yes, and I'm going to be reminding you throughout this that eventually you are going to be part of this conversation.
On the hot seat.
All right. Got it.
What's that noise?
What? What is that?
We're not allowed to have music, so whatever
Sorry, yeah, that was me. So, but that is on Cody as well, who's responsible for the sound that's happening anywhere in the room.
You should have been able to hear that, stopped it, knew it was Hayes. What were you listening to, Hayes?
I was listening to the band Red Bode.
Okay. So, let's go ahead. Is that...
Who first?
Is that in relation to Leon Redbone?
I don't know.
Do you want to hear an impression of Leon Redbone doing the Mr. Belvedere theme song?
Okay, that would be a good way to make me feel better.
Dropkick your jacket when you came in the door. Make tana, now a man of me mom, now and then. Nothing wrong with your arrival. Back the ball, the back,
That's really nice. I feel very energized to do these now. I don't really know Leon Redbone very well.
I don't know the Mr. Belvedere theme,
but I had...
You know Wesley?
I did have a good time listening to that, and I feel good, Wesley? And I feel ready to start this. What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin!
Laughing.
Oh, God.
Did you hear that the same as me?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we noticed, Kevin, that when... Hayes
Sit
called
down.
You
Put
in
the camera
very
away.
Professionally.
Put the
it's
camera away.
It's not a
away.
Time for your snapshots.
Put it on the floor. Yes.
Where you can't reach it.
Excuse me.
Cody.
Engineer Cody.
Please. I'm just glad that is all out of you before the discussion at the end of the show. Because if that were to happen
if
during...
If that happened during the talk at the end of the show...
Our discussion with you...
So, Kevin, you ever see the film American Beauty?
Yeah.
Remember how he's kind of living his life through the lens of his little camera, and he's maybe not necessarily experiencing the world in a real way?
Yes.
Well, I don't.
Do you know what this is about?
Do you know what's going on?
My camera, my photo-taking skills. Am I too loud when I come in?
Yeah.
Cody. Oh, now, seriously, stay out of the show.
For later
do
on in the show, you'll be talking.
Do anything anymore. Stop it.
Except if Hayes starts playing music, you can stop that.
Yes.
But everything else is just, you're just waiting.
You are only stopping sounds. You are not
making,
starting
doing any. More sounds.
Yes.
You're not starting sounds.
Enough.
Now, Kevin, do you know why we brought you in here?
To take photos?
And then That's we had very... to put your camera on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, why don't you try taking photos of the camera all the way down on the ground?
And yeah.
I can't reach it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's intentional. Should we play the clip for Kevin?
Kevin, I'd like you to hear a clip. And if you could just listen to the clip and hear what it says for me, please.
Great.
And so I'm going to play the clip, and you just give this clip a little listen. Nice, right? Mm-hmm. Nice clip.
Mm-hmm. S-Town is produced by Julie Snyder and me, with all-star editing from Ira
me.
Glass, Sarah Kane.
Stop.
And
what are you
listen
talking about?
Listen to the
about?
Clip.
Sorry.
God, why are you?
Cody.
You're going insane.
Cody. Cody. Don't do anything.
He's making noise. You told
you're
me I could
gonna...
stop the noise. He's making noise.
Kevin, what surprised you?
Don't stop
why
the noise,
did you have
more
to take,
noise.
Why did you have to take your headphones off when you got surprised?
Because it's S-Town, and that's like about a creepy murder, and I'm not allowed to listen to those. I get nightmares.
Kevin,
we made that rule for you because you were dragging ass in the office, all tired,
from
taking photos
too many
of
nightmares.
Your feet.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I can reach with the camera is shots of my own feet.
Yeah, well, you were doing that before, too, because you were dozing off mid-focus and then tilting your head down. Your neck would sort of fall down like a drinking bird or whatever, and then you'd get a photo of your feet and broken camera, and then we'd have to fix it with tape or whatever, and then there'd be tape on the lens. So obviously we're not breaking our own rule for no reason.
Yeah,
there is something very scary about the clip.
There is, but we haven't even gotten to it yet.
So when
and
we
we're
say,
not here to discuss your nightmares of people wearing baggy clothes that don't offer
support
skin exposure.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Of not being able to see skin.
Could we just keep the
and
light?
You would
Mr.
Love,
skin.
You would love for us to think that it's about support for you and you're concerned that you're like, everyone needs tight, minimal clothing so that their pieces are all supported. And the fact that you call them pieces.
Ugh. Vile.
It's so distressing. So that.
Can I play the clip, please?
Yeah, just
keep if you remember, on? Maybe I'll do the directions that I offered initially.
As long as we can keep the lights
I'm
on.
I'm going to play this clip, and I'd like for you to listen to the clip, please.
Hmm.
And hear the clip. Now, the talking is coming, so please don't get surprised again.
S-Town is produced by Julie Snyder and me, with all-star editing from Ira Glass, Sarah Koenig, and Neil Drumming. We have the best podcast staff in the world. With
now,
bang!
What the?
What is that? Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, what the?
And I had self-edited as well, because I was about to deliver a pretty big stinky word.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I could see.
Right?
The word Hayes was going to say, boyo.
Cover my mouth with both hands.
The word he was going to say, boyo, oof, it'd rattle that big old tomato can you got on the top of your neck, brother. It'd freak your beans something nasty.
So what does that clip make you think about?
Makes me mad.
Who do we know who's on a podcast staff?
Yeah, do we know anybody like that?
Yes.
Who is it?
I'm on a podcast.
Kevin.
You're on a podcast staff. It's Kevin. And are you on the
admit
podcast
that,
staff of the...
Just wait. Admit that it's Kevin.
It's Kevin.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah, we got him to
wait,
say
it's,
it.
Wait, I'm on
and
a podcast.
And that's recorded.
Crud.
And are you on the... Just so I'm sure. Are you on the podcast staff? Is your name...
First Down?
Snyder or Starly Kine? Or are you on the Stown podcast?
Are you on Stown?
No.
Hmm.
Oh!
Okay, because Stown, apparently... As the best podcast staff in the world.
And so you have admitted that you are on a podcast staff, but not, so you say, but not that one.
Mm.
Correct.
So I wonder how I feel. Part of my podcast staff is Kevin, which you admitted.
Yeah.
And that is on tape. Cody, I invite you to admit that that is on tape. I'm inviting you to say that. Admit that it's on tape.
Technically, it's on a hard drive. It's not on tape.
Okay.
Good point.
Okay. That's enough. Yeah. Even that.
Yes. But like, I see your point. Yeah.
Even really good podcast staff would support the host. You know, the
somehow
best
finding a way to ruin it.
First makes a noise like a buffalo waking up.
So, where are we now with Kevin? If he's on a podcast staff and it's not the Sound one, and that's the best podcast staff, then it must be that Kevin is not on the best podcast
and
staff.
Did a trick. Kevin, tell us about the trick, and you won't get in any more trouble.
It's the lying.
Mm-hmm.
It is the lying.
The cover-up is worse than the crime, Kevin. Tell us about the trick, and you won't get in any more trouble, and maybe... Some of your little friends will be the ones who get punished. Who talked you into it? Was it Dana?
It was Colin.
Colin.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that conversation.
He said I should apply for a job at NPR, but not use my real name. I should go by my ZipRecruiter name, Evan, Vevin, Evan, and Nevin, but keep out the K, just Evan, with periods in between. Apply for a job, show them some of my creep shots, say, pretty good, don't you think? Of course they would take me, and I took notes while S-Town was being produced and brought them back to the big guy.
That story, I couldn't even hear.
None of it has anything to do with
it. It was
anything.
So long.
It's so bad.
It's like NPR, though, right?
Wait, you brought...
No, it's not well produced.
You brought him the notes for S-Town?
Uh-huh.
What does that have to do with anything of what we were discussing?
Well, I was part of their staff, the best staff in the world, the best podcast
Kevin,
staff.
I think you I'm probably...
Playing. You already admitted that you were not on that staff. That was the first one of the first things you admitted.
And that's
other
on
than
tape.
After that it is
and
Kevin.
And that's on tape. And I got to say, Kevin, you probably think, and you're correct to think this, Hayes and Sean don't pay any attention to me. They don't know what's going on. They don't even know I'm a guy. But what I do know is You predate Colin here.
Oh, devastating. Mm-hmm.
And so it seems
even
we
Cody
caught you in a
forced
lie.
To agree.
Even Cody's forced to make a noise like a buffalo eating like some, you know, human food.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is like Bosch. It's honestly like watching Bosch.
I feel like Bosch. I feel like I'm Bosch.
I'm watching you and thinking that was such a Bosch moment.
It was.
Bosched.
I've had my Bosch moment. No, you got Boshed.
Kevin.
You did.
How dare you try to flip being Bosch back onto Sean when actually he's Bosch?
That'll never work.
Sorry.
So.
What an amazing clue. Go ahead.
So, I would have to say that you definitely lied when you said it was Kevin. And that you also lied about having the staff notes and that you lied about being on a podcast staff. Because the only thing I know for sure is you're a liar.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to wonder if these are even your creep shots that I have saved.
Is Colin here today?
Maybe. Yes.
He is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe we get
Colin in here.
It's not Boxing Day?
No, it's not Boxing Day.
Colin! Is Colin here? Can you come in here, please?
Why'd you bring
him? We gotta sort something out.
Bringing in my boss.
Oh, you're the one who brought your boss into this, buddy. You're the one who said that he put you up to it.
What's up? Oi, bruv.
Oi, oi, oi,
sit your bum down. And now I am speaking disrespectfully for you, even though you are my boss, because this is how... Let me explain. Let's play a little clip, shall we?
Yeah, you might want to hear this clip. And Kevin had an interesting story about the origin of it, but...
And Kevin, no clip spoilers, please.
Yeah.
So we're going to play this clip.
And we'll see if Colin can follow directions a little better than Kevin. When we play the clip, you listen to the clip.
And we're just going to hear what it says in the clip. And then we can talk about it or not talk about it.
We probably will talk about it. Mate.
And so now I'm going to start playing the clip and we'll listen to the clip. What do you think of the music?
S-Town is produced by Julie Snyder and me, with all-star editing from Ira Glass, Sarah Koenig, and Neil Drumming. We have the best podcast staff in the world.
Bang!
Would you like to summarize
what did you
some
hear
of the
in
things
the
that
clip?
Were said in the clip?
Is there anything in the clip that's jumped out to you?
A little nice music.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which I'm pretty sure they would have licensed that music, so that's...
Colin, I don't want to tell you how you do your job.
No.
But here when we do these podcast shows, we like to speak into the microphone.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So there was some nice music and then a little, some other junk. Mm-hmm. But no, there was something they said at the end, didn't they?
Some interesting comments they made. And if you think we're here to talk about the music, we already fixed the music problem. You threw that monkey wrench at us pretty hard, and we wound up using it to fix our car, and it goes faster now. So that's one of the things we do with a monkey wrench. So. Okay. That actually was fine. Well, yeah, you have to say that now because it blew up in your face. But he had some interesting words to share. Can you summarize it all, what that was?
About the best podcasting stuff. In the
it world. Was something about that, wasn't it?
What? That
I
was.
Do seem to remember there was a mention
said
of something about
something
that.
Something about that, didn't he?
Yeah.
That they have the best podcast staff in the world. Colin, do you know anybody who's part of a podcast staff?
I mean, you've got two of the podcast staff in here.
Yeah.
That's right. It's Kevin, for starters.
Kevin, and he admitted that on tape, so that's on the record.
And it's Cody, who we are saving for the end. We're giving him some time to prepare for his conversation.
He
likes to have a little time.
I'll look forward to that.
Start, yeah.
Now, Colin, would you say that you are part of a podcast staff as well?
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
I guess you are.
I mean,
I kind of run a podcast staff.
If Kevin's part of the staff,
well,
and you are Kevin's boss,
and you may have heard him admit that he does actually run the podcast staff.
Ah. And that's on tape now, Colin. So.
It's on flash hard drive, actually. Solid state. Not tape.
Worth waiting for.
It's fair, I think, because he did do it to me earlier.
Mm-hmm. And now we've both gotten it once, and all we need is for it to not happen again. So, We had, I'd say, some pretty fair demands when we signed up to do this show. Number one, have to have the best podcast to have in the world.
Oh, okay. This might have been before I joined Earwolf, so I wouldn't have seen that original contract.
Kevin, speaking of timelines that don't match up, what's your little story? Tell Colin your little story again.
Tell Colin what you said about who tricked you into doing a bad podcast staff with us.
I didn't say trick you into doing a bad podcast.
Kevin came in here. Let me tell you what Kevin said.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin came in here and first of all admitted that it was Kevin.
Mm. Recorded.
And that he was on a podcast staff, but not on the Stown podcast staff. And so, therefore, not on the best podcast staff in the world. And we said, oh, I wonder how that might have happened. And he immediately said it was Colin.
We said, who put you up to it? And then I suggested Dana.
Yeah, was it Dana?
He said, no, it's Colin.
Immediately said it was Colin.
Now, is he so scared of what Dana would do to him?
So now this is your chance.
Is the accusation that I've put Kevin on not the best podcast staff in the world?
Oh, yeah.
And oh, that yeah, you that's made what him, he told and us. And that you made him do it. And he said some other story that was so long.
He really went on so this really long bad story. That
it was so long.
I don't even think we can cut it out because we wouldn't have an episode because it's that much of the show now.
Thank
is
you
this
for the
really
notes.
Bad story.
Thank you for the notes.
But the upshot was that it was Colin that made him do it.
That put him up to
the
it.
The whole thing.
To not being the best.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I said Colin put me up to learning from the best.
And already we're...
And now he's doubling back now that Colin's in here.
Incredibly strange, but
maybe you could clear
territory.
This all up. Without hearing what Kevin said, in your words, how would you say you tricked Kevin?
I don't know.
Was
it
Dana?
I've tricked Kevin. I mean, Kevin was here when I started. He was already part of the Earwolf podcast staff. Was it better before I joined?
We pointed that out as well, and it was a Bosch moment.
Mm-hmm.
I got boshed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he tried to say I got
what you
boshed.
Would think of as a Miss Marple moment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bosch is an elderly female detective.
Colin, the thing that upsets us most is the line.
I would say that, yeah, what hurt me is not necessarily that the podcast staff is so bad and that everyone knew it the whole time. It's that they lied to us about it. And right. We looked a fool because I've been at, I can't tell you how many parties in the past month.
Oh, my God.
Talking
I'm
about,
just remembering some of these conversations.
No, I know.
Oh, my God.
My face is hot. My face is so hot thinking about this.
Just bragging about
and I'm welling
staff.
Up talking about our podcast staff and how
and
it's
it
best
wasn't
world.
Even bragging. It was we said at the time it was just being honest. So we
yeah.
thought.
Yeah.
But now we have been made liars.
It's yeah. It's
I hate more than anything.
It ain't bragging if you do it. And what I was able to do, I thought, was have the best podcast staff. And so I was saying it a lot. And sometimes I was saying it at the Stown people's parties.
Mm-hmm. The rat party.
Cody's just wandering around the room while this discussion goes on, which isn't helping my case.
I think that what's going on is he's thinking about what he's going to say later.
He shot a little too much blood into his brain, and so now it has to kind of...
I mean, he might be enraged. You're kind of being quite insulting about
back
his
out.
Professionalism.
All right. No, I don't know.
Cody, just sit.
He's
I don't know what this is.
Stalking the room.
Again, we're waiting. You seem to be building up for a major... bit of some kind.
Yeah.
It's all going to happen at the end. The idea is that we'll clear everything else out. We'll just get everything done. And then if you do something that fundamentally derails the premise, then we will at least, it will at least be over.
Mm-hmm.
The show will be over.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm announcing, as I did before, that you can take all the time you need to prepare something for the discussion, which will happen at the end.
And it won't work. And then we'll have a little bit of like a emergency hatch that we can pull and just bail out of the show because we'll have done all the stuff with the people that we trust to at least be people.
Well, I'm working over here.
So what can I do to improve this podcast staff situation? If I just start talking about the staff as the best.
Well, I think we need to tell
the truth.
Yeah.
I think you could tell the truth for a change.
That's an interesting start.
It seems like you showed up pretty late in the game,
mm.
right? You yourself have finally admitted this.
Right around the time that we found out that the podcast staff over there is the best.
Yeah. But you know who was here for quite a while before you?
Was Dana.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Josh.
And we suspect them, don't we? Mm-hmm. Colin.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so and that's on tape.
Oh.
No, Cody. Tricked me into that one. No. Yeah, we did manage to get you, and that really felt like we once again really boshed them pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, why don't we get what's the dude's name again?
Josh.
And then what's her name?
I said Dana.
You're Dana. Okay. Why don't we get Dan and Josh are in here?
Whoa.
Dana and Josh.
Do you think that including more of the not best podcast staff in podcasting in the show is gonna help or damage the show?
Well, we want everything on the table. We want everything on the table. We don't want to keep sweeping it under the rug. That hasn't worked out too well for you so far, has it, now, Colin?
Yeah. Why don't you tell us how to do this and end up in the same place where we started? Which is, I don't want to spoil it for Dana and Josh. Maybe we'll just play a little clip.
Yeah. And Josh is going to need some headphones.
And Josh, no. Dana can explain it to Josh. Dana can listen to
Dana can tell Josh what she hears. That's better. That's better.
I'll explain it to you.
She can tell me exactly what she hears.
We're going to play a little clip. We're going to listen to the clip.
You're
going to
want to hear the whole clip.
Hear what it says. And then the discussion. Here's the clip. Some pretty music.
S-Town is produced by Julie Snyder and me, with all-star editing from Ira Glass, Sarah Koenig, and Neil Drumming. We have the best podcast staff in the world.
Wow.
Bang.
Wow. Josh, it's the end of S-Town, the credits of S-Town.
She listens.
With that really annoying song that you
She knew it was from the end. S-Town. She knows the song.
They said that
I've never gotten to the end of an S-Town episode, so I wouldn't have known that.
Well, they said they had the greatest podcast staff, whatever, greatest staff of all time. They said they had the best staff in the world.
Yeah, I mean,
in the world.
In the world.
Those guys pay pretty well. They can probably get some good stuff. But
I mean, I feel like a little bit
offended. Now the money comes out.
And the money and the mud begins to sling. And the money follow the money.
No, I don't. Yeah. I mean, I'm speculating. I don't know. I don't know how much they pay. I'm speculating.
And now he's trying to hide back in this little hole because he just accidentally admitted that it was the money.
Admitted that it's all a play for money, and
but
that's why he
boards over the hole.
It's
and
not,
he has
it's
to
not
stay
totally
outside.
About the money for me. Because it's like, I mean...
Of course
mean,
not. You're pulling the strings.
I just
it's
feel
power.
Like I'd rather be here with, like, these people than have to listen to that song every week.
And
you know what I mean?
She listens to the song.
It's not, no, it's,
I don't like it.
It's not about the money for me either, but you get what you pay for in podcasting. You know, it's just you want the best possible... You want to get 100% from your staff.
Is this a Stitcher Premium commercial?
Colin has a furrowed brow, like, real hard right now.
I'm wondering if Sean and Hayes are breaking my staff down to then build them back up again. Oh. And that would be great.
We hope that's possible. We hope that's possible, to build them back up again to the mighty giants of podcasting they once were. But we're afraid that it's so tarnished from what the Stown guys did... Which is a big, long podcast they did, and then they said they were the best in the world, and frankly, I believe them. Mm. Now, Josh is obviously coming after us because we don't pay very much money. I'm sorry, I don't do this for the money. You know why I do it? For the potential for money later. Think about
somewhere
that, Josh.
Else. Yeah.
Somewhere, somebody, please pay me to do something else. I've been doing this show for a while now.
And we will take a version of the show that is not owned by Earwolf and call it something else, like Tinseltown Teacher Time. And we can do it anywhere for more money.
Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
With maybe the Stown people.
Yeah,
since they
we'll
seem to be doing such a good job. Let's, can we talk about some of these numbers, please? You have, do you have some of the numbers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's some of the times that people have listened to Stown. 8 a.m. 5 p.m. 2 in the afternoon. I mean, these numbers don't lie, people.
They're doing really big numbers.
Wait,
they're
doing. I can tell you. I've
breakfast, post lunch, and early dinner.
I've looked at the numbers for Earwolf shows, and I can tell you that people are listening not just on the hour, but also on the half hour. We've got 9:30 and 4:30.
Hayes,
I have,
do you have in those numbers?
I have seen Josh giving me these numbers. I have no reason to believe that these listening time numbers are real.
And what we're learning is he fabricated the numbers.
And I also think it's reprehensible that Josh is sort of monitoring people as they listen to the podcast, and he can see where they are.
Disgusting.
He follows these little dots around because, like, he has this app where if you are listening to an Earwolf podcast, Josh knows your location.
That's definitely true.
It's part of my job as an Earwolf producer.
And he can see what kind of swimsuit you're buying.
Whoa. I don't even have this app.
Kevin.
Yeah, no.
Kevin's reflex to say, whoa. And that was bait, and you just got botched again, Kevin.
Ah. Kevin, say it again for the tape.
Whoa.
Nice.
Now that's on tape.
We don't invent numbers here. I get all of my stats from StownCloud.
Wait a minute. StownCloud? Hang on, I'm having an idea.
SoundCloud. The show's called Nesta. Didn't he call it StownCloud? Been pronouncing it Stown as a joke. And if it's DownCloud, then we're off of DownCloud. Now we're on something like B16 or some weird shit like that that I never heard of. And it's really not clear what the numbers are for the show.
What do you mean?
I mean... it's, you know... This is where Earwolf puts all of our podcasts now. You might have known we're moving off of SoundCloud.
Mm.
But on SoundCloud, we get all of these additional stats. Like, we can't see what swimsuit you're buying, for example.
Which one am I buying?
I didn't look. I don't know that one.
Sounds like someone who didn't look.
Yeah.
Seems suspicious.
Real didn't look vibe to that answer.
Yeah.
It would be weird. We work right across from each other. It would
take so long to come up with I didn't look.
Why? I'm looking at some of these reviews for us.
Mm.
And we get a lot of nice reviews. But.
My reviews are the best reviews in the world. I'm Trump, you know?
Right.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
But
me,
why aren't we
huge big reviews?
Oh my God.
If you guys are so good, and if you guys are such good podcast staff, why haven't you written reviews? Why haven't you written reviews?
Do
for
you
the show?
Subscribe, bro.
I've written reviews before
of our show,
not of this one.
Oh,
just the ones that I work on hardcore.
Which ones have you written reviews for, and what were they? What did they say?
Stown,
like. Hard Nation, and I was like, wow, this show's so funny, and it's, like, political, but it's not, like, so political that I'm, like, confused, you know? It's like anybody can listen, something like that.
Josh, write a review for our show right now.
Josh, review it now.
Hey, you should listen to Hollywood Handbook.
That's the subject line?
The subject is...
It's terrible.
The subject is, hey... And then
so bad.
No, the review
such
is
a bad subject
here's the subject line: opportunity, big money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Royalty-free music.
Okay.
Ugh. Free.
Subject is opportunity, big money, and
royalty-free.
Yes. The review is: listen to Hollywood Handbook. You will never hear any music that costs royalty on this show because these guys are true professionals. And Hollywood insiders
We did this already, and Colin ended up a meat mess at the end of that.
If you recall,
last time.
And so that didn't feel very good for Colin. I can imagine that
he still is half meat mess.
Sad.
If he's still kind of
to come into work when you're mostly meat mess, and you got to put the bottom half of yourself into a garbage bag to get to work in the morning because you're a meat mess is not a nice feeling, is it, Colin? And do you want anyone else to have to feel that?
I mean, if it makes them the best team in podcasting.
Okay, well, I'm glad we seem to be.
Colin is on message here. And
I'm
appreciate
all the way back
that. He understands what we're talking about.
I started the day being like, this is my last day dealing with Colin. He's clearly been working against me from day one, but now I'm back around. I think he actually wants it to be good. He just showed up late. It was an unsalvageable situation because Dana had poisoned the well. She tricked Kevin into doing goodness knows what. She's got something on him. She's got some kind of mind control power. Yeah. She's got Josh is clearly just obsessed with whatever swimsuit.
I did not. No.
Josh, I can sense it.
It's like we would have been working.
And the Hard Nation obsession, all to prop up her Hard Nation vanity project.
She owns like 50% of Hard Nation.
We had Ken Thun's family on. It was
really
fun. She's
willing to crater the rest of the network, all to benefit Hard Nation.
I'm loyal
she wants to turn
it.
This whole country into Hard Nation.
Yeah. Ugh.
Kevin, write a review of our show right now.
Kevin, do it.
Is this show canceled? And then the body would say, once you get...
Are you clearing your throat in the review?
Yes. It says, asterisk clears throat.
Well, first it should say parenthetical.
Yeah.
All phlegmy.
Yeah. The subject should be parenthetical.
Parenthetical.
Gargling jam.
Gargling jam. Is this show canceled? Asterisk clears throat. And then the body says... Once you get 60 episodes in, you start to get the inside jokes. I love it.
That feels good to me.
See, that's nice. That's a nice review. And that's then good. You have to set up other accounts to market helpful.
Yeah. At least a dozen.
Can I try another review? I feel like my last one wasn't great.
Okay.
All right.
It's subject Hollywood handbook.
That's a very good subject.
Just really descriptive.
That's
thank
great.
You.
That works.
Thank you.
And then the review is, at first I wasn't totally sure what this show was. I thought it was about Hollywood, but it sounds like it's not most of the time. It's actually a really difficult show to describe or market to people. But if you listen to it, you'll probably think it's funny. Hollywood Handbook.
Nice.
I would take out if
and probably.
But and you listen to it.
And your throat was clear the whole time.
Which is not a way to grab people's attention. It doesn't put them in the room with you the way that Kevin's review did.
That's a really good point.
Can I have one? I'd like to write one.
Okay, it might be time. It's Let's clear everyone out.
It's going to have to be just us alone with Cody for a little
so everyone else get out of here. Cody, we just kind of need the room alone with him.
And we should
This conversation will continue.
Let's quickly do the employee reviews, which was the performance review.
Yes,
so,
that's right.
Okay, I would say Colin, 7. Kevin, 7. Yes. Dana, 7. Josh, 7.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Great, thank you.
Feels good.
It's a C-minus, I'll take it.
Thanks. C-minus?
Yeah, everyone knows a 7 is a C minus.
Do you guys ever ask your listeners to leave you iTunes reviews? Because I think, without wanting to talk about another podcast on the network,
Apple Podcasts.
Paul F. Tompkins does a really good job of telling his listeners to leave reviews, and that helps build the audience.
What do you think we just did?
Yeah, we just told us.
We just told
everyone
in the room, the people that listen to our show all the time, to write reviews. But and this is the kind of micromanaging that's like, why don't you take the thing that you've already been doing for almost 200 episodes and do it again?
Colin, your ass will get busted down to a 6 so fast it'll make your damn head spin. I mean, a lot of guys would just take that 7 and run with it because I gotta say, you're digging a deep, deep grave for yourself, man. You'll be down with the millennials in their safe space 6 feet underground. Now, if I can't get the Earwolf employees to write a... Like, if the people who work here and actually have something of a financial interest in a long-running show succeeding have not done a review yet, for me to expect my fans to do a review who are just listeners is kind of hypocritical. I think I should tell the fans, hey, Do what Kevin and Dana and Josh do. Only write a review for a podcast if you have some weird, nefarious plan to have it be the only podcast on the network and burn the rest to the ground just so you can be right.
And say that you're not getting enough money to ruin all of these shows.
And bring up the money, yeah.
Can I try to write one review?
Yeah.
Just one.
Everyone's sitting back.
Really
down.
Authentic. I know.
It's partially my fault, but it's partially their fault.
The subject would be in all caps, and it would say, yay, 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 yay. And then, like, a bunch of exclamation marks.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm actually
and then
really engaged.
The top, in the all actual right. body.
Okay, I'm fired up.
All I'd right. be like, wow, wow, wow. Like, a bunch of W's and O's, yeah. all caps. This show is so funny. It's real weird, but it's good.
Holy
Check
shit.
It out.
Holy shit.
And then, like, a colon, capital D, for, like, a big smiley face.
That's dope. That's dope. That's really dope.
That's making me cry.
That's... Oh, my God.
That was really nice.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
Dana, that was a really sweet review.
Mm-hmm. I'm, like, my stomach hurts in, like, a good way.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's from the heart.
Dana, that was so sweet and nice of you to review
the best
me.
Best review,
way.
Yeah.
I'm reviewing you guys for sure.
I'm marking
she said
it
was
helpful.
She says it's real weird, but I like that. It seems like she thinks it's weird in a cool way.
Yeah,
yeah.
And wow, sometimes really being cool. weird and different, like, is actually what can make you really great and special. Like, think about the weirdest, you know, like bug you've ever seen. It probably had a special power.
Yeah.
Like blow a stinky wave or something.
I think Dana is maybe a 13.
Oh, wow. So oh Dana's a 13.
Dana's a 13.
And she got all six of Collins.
She put up six for one.
Thanks, guys.
You guys aren't with Dana all the time. Whoa. Do you know that she like...
See, and this is
Whoa.
Josh once again.
And here
admitting.
It's coming in. He's with her all the
Wait,
time.
That was... You know this is,
and neither should you be, Josh. It should be when you're at work.
Privacy.
Do you know that she chews ice really loudly?
I like the ice from Coffee
Bean
beach. And Chewy.
He's pathetic. Talking about when she's at the beach.
Everyone does that at the beach, Josh. That's how you keep cool on the inside.
I feel like that's at least like that should bring her down a point or two.
Josh, you're not rating me. They're rating me.
I know, but they don't know all the details.
So,
okay, I like what a cowardly weasel Josh became and how he tried to stab his coworker in the back. That feels like what probably happens at NPR a lot. So I am going to actually bump Josh up. Okay. So Josh has an 8. Dana has a 12. Colin, 0. We had to take his numbers to give them to Josh and Dana. That's only fair.
That is fair.
Kevin, 7.
Yes.
Kevin has to be 7. Okay, and so we were getting up before, and
we were leaving, and then engineer Cody's going to find out his true number.
You have to call him Apple Podcasts now, not iTunes, just so you know.
What?
Yeah, we're not supposed to call it iTunes anymore.
Really?
So yeah,
language
Apple Podcasts.
According to who? Who's mad?
Mr. iTunes.
Why Kevin exploded out with Apple Podcasts earlier with no explanation, and now 12 minutes later
who gets
we
mad?
Can find
I'm
out
I'm
going
to keep saying iTunes. I'd love to find out who I get in trouble with.
All right, Cody. Now, Cody, you are announcing something that you wanted to do. And it's entirely, this is what we've been building to this whole time.
Yeah.
It is entirely your show.
Yeah. And you get to do whatever you want. And so just come out with what you've thought of. And it's been an hour and a half.
Yeah, I.
Oh, God. And even more than usual, you have been in such an incredibly weird place for the last, like, 2 weeks, I would say. Something has happened with your brain chemistry. I don't know if it's, like, some kind of reaction to pollen in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like...
some sort of dietary change. Like, there might be some kind of poison inside you that's working very slowly. But it's not good. And there are, you know, obviously there are diseases like this people can get. You can get Mad Hatter disease from breathing mercury.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously could, actually from cat litter boxes can get kind of a brain disease.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure I have. It makes you unpleasant. But if you're a woman, it makes you more promiscuous, I read. So it's like, maybe throw some cat shit on somebody's
wife.
Babes. So Let's go and let's find out exactly what the disease is. And I, also, there's a wasp.
Yeah.
That sting you, crawl up inside your neck, and then control your brain and just zombie you around. And is that maybe what's going on for Cody? So we'll see if he asks for what would they want. Flowers? No.
More pollen.
No, I don't think that's what the wasps want.
What do they want in general, though?
Cody, what was the thing that you had all loaded up? You wanted to do a review first, so let's do the review.
Yeah, and my only request is that I just let me get through it before you interrupt me like you always seem to want to do.
Okay.
Please.
So my only request is that you – so I won't interrupt you, but please say it in a normal way and just let the words – do the talking themselves.
Don't put so much of the work onto the enunciation or the accent you've chosen.
Yes.
Should I do it in monotone? Just straight monotone?
Just don't try to
less
do it monotone,
more.
But just don't do too much with it.
Okay. I think I can do that. That's a fair agreement. All right. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would write you a review. The subject would be...
What is in your hand?
These are zip ties.
We promise.
A packet of zip ties? You're waving them in my face?
He is.
I know I promised, but he didn't tell me he was going
to
threaten...
Threatening to kidnap you.
Zip tie me together. Put those down and then you can do it.
All right. So my subject would be, and this is none of it's capitalized, subject, colon, check this out. I have a meeting in 30 minutes from now. And the body would be also not capitalized in any way. And it would be body, colon. If you believe in angels, then Hollywood Handbook is something that might relate regarding it being a foolish conspiracy of hobgoblin little minds. Sean is a person that reminds me of a well-zested lemon fruit. Reality show was what it was before. Bye for now. I have to go to the bathroom. Listen to Hollywood Handbook on Apple Podcasts.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.